Whether you like your racing up top on the cushion or tearing up the pavement, you've come to the right place. This is PRN at the Track, a show dedicated to the roots of racing. PRN at the Track is brought to you by Hunt Brothers Pizza. Find your next pizza at huntbrotherspizza.com. And Profabrication Headers and Exhaust, quality that wins. Now here's the host of PRN at the Track, Lenny Baticki.
Welcome to PRN at the Track. I'm Lenny Baticki. Coming up in this show, we'll chat with Winder Barrel winner Jennifer Everett. Then we'll speak with Raceway winner Kobe Adams. And we'll have a conversation with Carolina Clash winner Bradley McCaskill. But first, let's get to our What's Hot. We'll start in South Carolina at Lancaster. Benji Knight back in victory lane. Dale Timms the same at Lawrence. Travelers Rest goes to Jonathan Henson. And Alex Rayling wins at Florence. Tennessee at Kingsport to Derek Lane. Jordy Nipper victorious at Cochran, Georgia. Now to Virginia, Lonesome Pine Speedway, and the voice of Tim Abelseth.
As they go through 3 and 4, down the front straightaway, Keith Elton sees the checkered flag, and Chase Dixon takes the second position.
Jacob Derrick wins at Langley. Hickory, North Carolina to Michael Bumgardner. Larry Jackson the checkers at Dixieland. East Lincoln to Jay Sessoms. Cooper Twiggs the big trophy at Brasstown. Tri-County to Chris Burns. And Scotty Bedford gets it done at Carteret. West Virginia at Beckley to Henry Hornsby the third. TJ Salango wins at Princeton. And Parkersburg goes to Garrett Mitchell. And joining us now on the ProFabrication.com hotline, Winder Barrow winner, and I should say really back in victory lane, where she is belonged. I couldn't believe it's taken this long. Jennifer Everett winning again at the Baja in the Everett Painting Special. And you brought on recently, before we even get to talk about the victory, what is the Wacky Flamingo logo a part of your sponsor group? What's Wacky Flamingo doing with you?
Oh, they're a little gift shop in Danielsville. They help people make gifts, and where no gift is boring.
Well, I guess with a name like Wacky Flamingo and all the rest of the Everett Painting race car sponsors, they're got to be really happy with their driver, Jennifer Everett, for winning last weekend at Winder Barrow after, Jennifer, what looks like has been a really tough season where parts and pieces have been wearing out, breaking, you know, it's a bloom despair until, you know, just a couple of weeks ago when it seemed like the sun kind of came up. But a long season to this point. How have you kept your head up through all of this?
Without my dad, it wouldn't be possible. He keeps pushing and just keeps making things happen so that we can get the car back each week. Without him, we wouldn't be there.
What is that like? It's you and him is the race team, right? You don't have 6 or 8 other, you know, crew members and such like this. Is it something that you just, like in the Days of Thunder movie, you sit there and look at the car together and try to imagine what part or piece, is going to need a little bit extra? What are those moments like with Dad?
It's always just pretty much me and him. We have our people that we do call and that will help us anytime we need them. But as far as the week-to-week stuff, it's just me and Dad just trying to figure out what we need to do. And, I mean, it's me and him. Like, it's just what we do. It's what we've always done. And we're going to do it until, I guess, he don't want to anymore or I don't want to anymore.
Well, the father-daughter relationship special from crew chief to driver now, Jennifer Everett. She is on the ProFabrication.com hotline brought to you by Gasco Gaskets. Engineered for maximum seal and durability, Gasco Gaskets are available at ProFabrication.com. Well, I saw the video posted out on Facebook where you led every lap, but those final laps sure seemed like a challenge from the driver in second place. What's going on in your head at that point? What's firing through the veins and the brains and such like that as you are fighting those last few laps in this battle?
Just to stay calm and hope everything works out, because actually the guy that was in second, he's I've led a whole race before and he's passed me at the flag before. So I was like just hoping we wasn't going to have a replay of that and that I could hold him off and that everything would just work to the end. And it did.
Jennifer Everett, our guest on the ProFabrication.com hotline, winning once again at Winder Barrow Speedway in Georgia, taking the victory in the modified street division, the trophy coming home with her. But it was more than just the big check coming home with her. I saw that. But the race had a little bit more than just a victory here of you and your dad taking the victory. What was so special about this race to your family?
It was the Bobby Bogus Memorial, and my nephew had actually won that race a few years back, and I had led that whole race too and broke with a few laps to go, so I didn't get that one. But he was our neighbor, but he also my grandpa's friend and had been around my family my whole life. His daughter actually used to babysit me and my sister when we were younger. And it was just pretty special because of that.
I understand that, with just the big check coming out of Victory Lane, there was a little bit of controversy within the family. Someone not as happy as the driver was?
Yes, Corey Ray, my little girl. Everybody knows Corey Ray, and they know that she's always said she wants to get trophy rich. So she was not happy with a check. She said she didn't like people that got checks, but she later told me, Mama, I do like you, though. So, and I just want to say happy birthday to her. She's turned 7 this week, so it's all about Corey Ray.
Jennifer Everett, our guest on the ProFabrication.com hotline. Will you go to other tracks now? Does this kind of freshen things up for you and maybe scoot off to a couple more before the year is over?
Yeah, we'll probably get back up to Livonia and Toccoa and Hartwell when they open back up. We do like to support all the tracks. Winder's just always been home, but we do like to venture out.
What is the special thing? We're chatting with Jennifer Everett, who just won again at Winder Barrow and over the years has done that quite often, growing up basically there. What is so special about the Baja?
It's just family. Like, it's home. I mean, we're all just one big happy family there. Like, most of us have grown up there. We've watched everybody grow up, and it's just home.
They call it the Baja. Do you know why they call that place the Baja? I don't.
I will say the main reason is because back in the day, it used to be a Baja, pretty much. You raced in the mud. It's known for having some of the best track conditions, but also being muddy.
Well, it all worked out last weekend for Jennifer Everett, Winder Barrow Speedway winner in the Modified Street Division, taking Everett Painting and the Wacky Flamingo and all her folks to Victory Lane. Check her out on Facebook and her social media. The season is on from here. Going to other tracks before it's all done. Jennifer, thank you for taking the time to join us on the ProFab Hotline. Fans, stay with us. We'll be right back with more of PRN at the Track.
Hey, Joey Logano here. My pit stop's outside of the track, fueling up with a hunk of pizza from Hunt Brothers Pizza, the fastest on-the-go option for the champion and everyone. To find a location, visit HuntBrothersPizza.com.
Whether your engine runs daily or only when you need it, Z-Max Micro Lubricant is the force you need against carbon buildup that can damage your engine. Combustion causes carbon and other harmful deposits to build up in your engine, fuel system, and transmission. And carbon is like sandpaper, rubbing against your engine's internal parts. You don't want that. You want Z-Max Micro Lubricant. It soaks into metal and keeps your vehicle running at peak performance. Find out more at ZMAX.com or visit us on Facebook and X. Protect your engine to the max with ZMAX.
By downloading the free PRN mobile app, you can listen to all of our live race broadcast anywhere. You'll also have easy access to all of our award-winning studio shows. Get all the latest racing information at your fingertips with the PRN mobile app.
PRN's At the Track returns in just a moment. This is PRN, the Performance Racing Network.
I'm Andrew Kurland, along with David Stiles, here to give you the latest NASCAR news and opinions each weekday on PRN's Garage Pass. You'll hear everything from race recaps to feature stories, industry news, and chatter from around the garage.
I just think it's interesting to see kind of what your heart rate does in moments of calm or, you know, when things start to ramp up and how quickly it can kind of recover from that.
With Garage Pass, you won't miss a moment from green to checkered flag.
Hey, race fans, we can't wait to see you right here at New Hampshire Motor Speedway for a wicked fast, wicked fun weekend this August as we host New England's only NASCAR Cup Series weekend. Live performances, driver appearances. Don't forget to keep an eye on NHMS.com as we count down to New England's only NASCAR Cup weekend, August 21st through the 23rd, right here at New Hampshire Motor Speedway, New England's big track, where it's always about family, friends, and fun.
Hunt Brothers Pizza always offers all toppings at no extra charge. That's 1,024 topping combinations at one price. At Hunt Brothers Pizza, we love racing and we love pizza. Visit huntbrotherspizza.com to find your next pizza. Welcome back to PRN at the Track. Joining us now on the ProFabrication.com hotline, the winner from up at With Raceway in Virginia and the Carolina Sprint Tour, the Wing Sprint Cars, Kobe Adams. Hey, Kobe, welcome to the show. I had heard of you through micro sprint racing and being an engine builder, but let's start out though and talk about your first series victory for this Carolina Sprint Tour, and you go to the high banks of With Raceway. How does one get drawn into doing this when I don't remember you running sprint cars in the last maybe decade or so? How'd you get pulled into this?
It all started in the engine room. We was in there goofing off and talking, and we'd like to run and get a 305, just garage talk.
Yeah, absolutely. Go have some fun, right?
One of the old guys in there, Larry McDaniels, says, "Well, heck, I got a race car sitting over there. I'll bring it over Monday." And Monday morning, he wheeled that thing in here, and it was an old car that Toby Brown used to run back in like 2000.
A whole century ago, 99 you're going to go to the high banks of With the Raceway and run against those guys in the Carolina Sprint Tour. How much massaging did you have to do on this piece to get it ready to at least be presented to tech?
Well, luckily that car was brand new, so the only updates we really did is I just put a new hood on it, and of course I got my CSI shocks and all that good stuff,
and off you went.
She works good.
Yeah, Carolina Sprint Tour winner now from With Raceway, Kobe Adams on the ProFabrication.com hotline. ProFabrication.com hotline is brought to you by Gasco Gaskets, engineered for maximum seal and durability. Gasco Gaskets are available at ProFabrication.com. So you're out there, and I know we had a couple of guys tip over and such. Nobody hurt, but along the way, some bump ups around, and you're now the cat out front trying to hold off the McLeans of the world and everything else out there. What's going through your mind with this car that you just it kind of showed up on Monday, and now you're out there racing for your trophy and everything else at With? What's going on in this process here as the race is winding down?
I apologize to Josh Bridges and a couple of the other guys who was helping that night before the feature, because I told them we was just going to ride around, and if we finish fifth, I'm going to be happy with it, because that turn three scared the, in between three and four.
Woo!
It scared me 20 years ago, and it scared me a few nights ago. I kind of felt bad because I felt like I was going to let them down. And when they threw the green, that old girl just went up. We was leading going into turn one. And I was like, oh, my God, I got to figure this turn out.
Well, the processing must have worked out pretty good, or you were just closing your eyes and holding grip on that wheel well enough to get around. And it turned out. Kobe Adams, our guest of the ProFabrication.com hotline, Carolina Sprint Tour winner With Raceway in the Josh Bridges machine. And mentioning Josh, he's kind of under the radar, kind of quiet guy, but he's got Jaden Bowling winning down in Florida this year. Yeah. Riker Bridges winning up in PA, and now you in Virginia. What's he doing to make this? What's he doing right to make this happen? I know money could get you certain amounts and this and that, but as a guy, what's he doing that makes this feel like it's the coolest car to be in at the time?
Man, he just likes helping people, especially kids. He's helping me because we're just like long time buddies or whatever.
And perfect.
We're having fun. That's what we're doing. We're not going to get mad if we run fifth or 10th or whatever it is. If we can get out of there and not hurt anything and have a good time, then that's what we're going for.
Well, he went for it and drove it to victory lane last weekend at With Raceway, the Carolina Sprint Tour. Our guest on the ProFab hotline, Kobe Adams, checking in with us afterwards. And we mentioned your day job as one of the premier engine builders in all of micro sprint racing and such. What do you bring back from this victory at With that can translate over, and maybe it's not in the parts and pieces, but just in some cachet and some phone calls with people you probably haven't heard from, and just more of what you said, the fun. What does this victory do for your day job?
I didn't really think it was going to be too much of anything, but I didn't realize I knew that many people. And all the years of experience tuning and everything, you know, on these micros, and I started tuning on this old 305, and it's getting better and better. So,
well, Kobe, you know, the Tulsa shootout where they run all micros, the biggest race of the year, 1400 and some odd, you know, guys all wanting one of those Adams power plants you have. So I would imagine there's a lot of folks that got them along the way are still very proud to do so. And Kobe Adams, not only the fantastic micro engine builder, but now Carolina Sprint Tour winner at With Raceway, is our guest on the ProFab Hotline. And, you know, you've got carts, you've got micros, and then sprints. Is that kind of the pipeline that you're experiencing in what you're doing as an engine builder?
Yeah, we started out in 1986 running these dirt cars, and you know, the 250 micro sprints, and then that, and we went to 1200s, and then we ran sprint cars from like 95 to 2007.
And that's kind of the way the kids are nowadays. It seems they're going through. A final question, social media, when folks, you know, aren't using your phone number to get in touch with you to congratulate, where can they follow you on social media to keep up with the work you do in the engines and racing whenever you get the opportunity?
You know, I have my personal page, the Kobe Adams, and then we also have our racing page, which is Adams Performance. And easy. We don't post that much, you know, but I do keep up with everybody through there, though.
Adams Performance, Kobe Adams, our guest on the ProFab Hotline. Congrats on your Carolina Sprint Tour victory at With. Fans, stay with us. We'll be right back with more.
You come to Bristol for the race. You stay for this. You remember this. It's Bristol, baby. It's Bristol, baby. Because what you came for is never just what you get. It's more. It's always more. The Bass Pro Shops Night Race at Bristol, September 19th. Get your tickets today at bristolmotorspeedway.com.
This is PRN's Alexis Erickson, and if your life looks anything like mine, you are always on the go. So take advantage of the PRN mobile app. By downloading the mobile app, you can listen to our live race broadcast while you're on the go, making sure you don't miss a second of the action from the track. You also get station listings and on-demand access to your favorite PRN shows like Garage Pass, PRN's At the Track, and Fast Talk with Doug Rice, Brad Gilley, and myself. Get the latest racing information at your fingertips by downloading the PRN mobile app today. Available in the Apple App Store and on Google Play.
There's more At the Track in just a moment on PRN, the Performance Racing Network.
Hey, it's Charlie and Debbie, along with NASCAR legend Kyle Petty, inviting you to join us for Kyle Petty's Back Then Again Country Countdown.
Each week, we'll put it in reverse and take a trip down memory lane, looking back at that week's top 20 country songs from years past.
We'll dive into what made those songs and artists move the needle, what pop culture trends made those years unique.
And you'll get to hear me tell stories only I can tell.
So don't miss Kyle Petty's Back Then Again Country Countdown right here each week.
Hi, this is Doug Rice of PRN. Join me for another great episode of Fast Talk.
I heard this 5 years ago with Jimmy Johnson.
I know what
you think Jimmy
say.
Johnson forgot how to drive? You're an idiot. Shut up. Sit down. He's going to win 8 races in a row. I'm not putting Kyle Larson in that category, but I think driver slump and team slump. I think this may be more of a team slump than a driver slump. That's Fast Talk right here on PRN.
Hunt Brothers Pizza always offers all toppings at no extra charge. That's 1,024 topping combinations at one price. At Hunt Brothers Pizza, we love racing and we love pizza. Visit huntbrotherspizza.com to find your next pizza. Welcome back to PRN At the Track. Joining us now on the ProFabrication.com hotline, the Carolina Clash Dirt Super Late Model Series winner from County Line Raceway in Elm City, North Carolina. That's right off of I-95 as you're just about to finish up with North Carolina, headed towards Virginia. Bradley McCaskill. Hey, Bradley, welcome to the show. And, you know, help folks remember the McCaskill name and what you used to do on the pavement side of the world so they understand that it's the same guy.
Yeah, hey, thanks for having me. Just
old washed up asphalt racer, I guess, trying to turn some laps on dirt and having some fun here. So, just trying to have some fun on the dirt.
Well, it sure looked like Bradley McCaskill, our guest of the ProFabrication.com hotline, had a heck of a time. Jeremy Steele, Dustin Mitchell, Matthew Bissett, Michael Batten, Ben Watkins, Michael Rouse, Willie Milliken. Those weren't just the guys he was racing. Those were the guys in direct order that chased him across the start-finish line. 35 laps in front of that quality of driver, team, and car. What's going on in your mind as this is around? I know you've won dirt late model races before this one, but having those guys chasing you at that small, tight little bull ring, how's the process going on in the helmet while all this is going on?
We were all very shocked, to say the least. Night started with, setting a quick time out there and qualifying. That's really important at County Line. And just knew that if we played our cards right, we were smart, that we tried to hold off these guys, that they're definitely tough to race with. And being able to put a good lap together for qualifying was a big deal. So, like I said, just we made some pretty good adjustments and tried to put our cards in the best order we could to try to make something work. And we were able to pull it off there.
Pull it off and go to victory lane at County Line Raceway in the Carolina Clash. Bradley McCaskill, our guest on the ProFabrication.com hotline. You mentioned, the guys behind you and knowing them and were good. How is just that development part of your notes, racing against different people now over from, your notebook about the Bubba Pollards in the world on pavement, And now having to, start notebooks on Dustin Mitchell, Jeremy Steele, Ben Watkins, all those different characters. And I know it might not be a book, but at least knowing who does what and such. How much of a relearning process was it to learn a whole different group of people?
And it's like starting a whole new career with transferring over to dirt. We've been at it for, this is our fifth year now in dirt. And one thing I can say about the whole dirt community, they have welcomed us with open arms. Just a bunch of help, just a bunch of advice. I mean, nobody's ever shied away from trying to help us out. So big credit to the whole dirt family, I guess you could say. But, Christian Thomas really has helped me out a bunch to get going. And then even Michael Rouse, he's been a good partner to lean on. And then on top of all that, Wes Page has really, took the reins on this thing and really pointed us in the right direction. So that was, like I said, just chipping away and trying to build a notebook, like you said, for over a few years. It's finally starting to pay off, it looks like.
What's been, and we're chatting with Bradley McCaskill, Carolina Clash winner at County Line Raceway last weekend, Elm City, North Carolina, former standout in pavement late model racing, made the switch over, as he said, 5 years-ish ago. And such. What's the biggest surprise that it has been actually kind of fun after you kind of absorb it at first and in the change over to dirt racing?
Really, to me, the time at the track, that's it's a plus and a minus for sure. So asphalt world, we would always go practice the day before, and then you're at the track all day on Saturday, and you can get as many reps in as you need to go make adjustments on the car, work on yourself as a driver and whatnot. As far as the dirt world goes, you show up and you get 3 laps of practice. So it's good because it cuts down on time away from the family, from the shop, stuff like that. Time at the track is a lot less. So it takes longer to get acclimated to what you need for that feel that you're looking for. So that's, like I said, it's been a challenge, but at the same time, it's also, I think it's really good for the sport in general too.
Well, I think Bradley McCaskill has shown that he has been up for the challenge, taking on the Carolina Clash last weekend at County Line Raceway and bringing home the W. He is our guest on the ProFabrication.com hotline, brought to you by Gasco Gaskets, engineered for maximum seal and durability. Gasco Gaskets are available at ProFabrication.com. So you've checked the box about at least getting started, then winning locals, now a Carolina Clash victory. What's the future hold? Are you already signed up for the Lucas Oil Series? What's up?
Look, we are literally a week-to-week race team over here. In all reality, we're actually, we're headed to Orange County this weekend to run an asphalt late model show. So we've been bouncing back and forth this year. I've been very fortunate to drive the 7 car for Lewis White. I believe we got 4 or 5 wins on the year on asphalt between Teller National and Orange County with it. So, like I said, we just kind of race right here close to home. You try to stay 2-3 hours away from the house at the most. So, we kind of usually by Wednesday decide where we're headed that weekend to go racing, whether it be asphalt, dirt, or where we're going to show up at.
Well, you know, if you got your chance, where in the dirt world would you haul the family off to and go run one of these bigger races if the opportunity ever presented itself?
Oh gosh, I don't know. I'm that type of guy that's always up for anything. So if there's a race somewhere and it looks like a good time, I'm in. There's not really, like I said, a bucket list track, I'd say, you know, per se, but to go run one of those big super shows with a true super car, that would that'd be something. Like I said, we had just our limited package together with our car this past weekend. So like I said, to run a true super show with a true super team would be really, really something.
Well, Bradley McCaskill made it look that way. Super team, super driver, and a super victory at the Carolina Clash Race at County Line Raceway in Elm City, North Carolina last weekend. Bradley, where can folks find you on social so we can follow the adventure?
Just my personal name on Facebook, I guess, really. Unfortunately, I don't really post or follow as much as I should with all that stuff, but yeah, you can just follow me and search my name on Facebook. We'll be right there.
We'll be right.
Try to get a little bit better about as far as keeping everybody aware of what's going on.
Well, appreciate you taking the time. Carolina Clash winner, County Line Raceway on the ProFab Hotline, Bradley McCaskill. Fans, stay with us. We'll be right back with more.
Joey Logano here for Hunt Brothers Pizza, where you can choose from 10 toppings all at no extra charge. In a hurry? Call ahead to place an order or grab a hunk of pizza on the go. Follow me on the track all season long and visit huntbrotherspizza.com. to find your next pizza.
We work hard to keep our cars looking great on the outside, but engine components need our attention too. That's where you can trust Z-Max Micro Lubricant to disperse carbon buildup in your engine and fuel system. Keep your car or truck running at its peak. By soaking into the metal of your engine, Z-Max Micro Lubricant improves performance, extends engine life, and reduces emissions. Trust the many customers who've said, "Thanks for saving my engine." Find out more at ZMAX.com or follow us on Facebook and X.
By downloading the free PRN mobile app, you can listen to all of our live race broadcast anywhere. You'll also have easy access to all of our award-winning studio shows. Get all the latest racing information at your fingertips with the PRN mobile app.
We've got more PRNs at the track in a moment on PRN, the Performance Racing Network.
These cars are about to fire it off in anger.
Boy, what a save. We got cars sideways. It's Christopher Bell. He spins and collects a couple cars.
Side by side, Austin Cindric has him at the line, and he will take the lead into one.
Here comes Shane Van Gisbergen on the bottom. He's looking for second.
Now Chris Buescher fired out of a cannon in turn two. He's right into the rear bumper of Tykin.
Oh, it's a multi-car accident. I want to say 15, 20 cars. Guys, that took out about two-thirds of the field.
We have a fight on pit road between two crew guys. One of them is with Ty Gibbs. One is with Brad Keselowski.
Blaney, bottom of the racetrack. Chastain makes it three wide. He'd like to take a spot here on the backstretch, and he charges. He wants the lead in turn three. Ross Chastain shot out of a cannon from the sixth starting spot. He has already moved up to second. The battle now for third on the high side. Kyle Larson, Riley Herbst challenging low.
Kyle Larson moves up to the top side. Going to lose a little bit of ground.
This is PRN.
Hunt Brothers Pizza always offers all toppings at no extra charge. That's 1,024 topping combinations at one price. At Hunt Brothers Pizza, we love racing and we love pizza. Visit huntbrotherspizza.com to find your next pizza. Little bit of rain here, a little bit of rain there, but sunny in other places. Get out and support grassroots racing and follow it all on PRN at the track on X, Facebook, and Instagram. All powered by Keen Parts at CorvetteParts.net. I'm Lenny Baticki, and we'll see you next time at the track. So long.
PRN at the track was brought to you by Hunt Brothers Pizza. Find your next pizza at huntbrotherspizza.com. And Profabrication Headers and Exhaust. Quality that wins. This is PRN, the Performance Racing Network.